USA News, I'm John Schaefer. President Biden spoke at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at Arlington National Cemetery this morning, remembering those who made the ultimate sacrifice serving our country.
To once again stand amid the rows and rows of marble stones and bear witness to the brave women and men who served and sacrificed for our freedom and for our future.
Biden said we must never forget what the marble markers at Arlington represent. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who announced his candidacy for president last week, is heading out on his first presidential campaign tour this week. DeSantis is expected to make campaign stops in Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina. The House is set to vote this week on a bipartisan deal that raises the nation's debt limit.
The deal that President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy made must pass both the House and Senate before reaching Biden's desk for signature. Meantime, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said the chamber may stay in session right up until the June 5th deadline because conservatives are threatening to delay votes. I'm Dave Collins.
8 people were rescued from the rubble after an apartment building in Davenport, Iowa collapsed. 12 others made it out on their own. Rescue workers left the scene this afternoon, and that building will be demolished tomorrow. Basketball fans in Boston and hockey fans in Dallas are looking for repeats of 2004's Red Sox miracle.
It was 2004 when the Red Sox lost the first 3 American League championship games to the Yankees, then came back to take the next 4 from New York on the way to Boston's first World Series championship in 86 years. Tonight, the Celtics look to sweep the Heat 4 straight after losing the first 3 in the NBA Eastern Conference Finals to Miami. Meanwhile, in the NHL, the Dallas Stars have won 2 straight after losing 3 to the Vegas Golden Knights in the Western Conference Finals. Dallas hosts Vegas tonight in Game 6. I'm Rich Johnson.
This is USA News.
Hear that a lot at ChickenDinnerCasino.com because we have so many winners. That's because we have so many ways to win, including slots, blackjack, poker, and more. Of course, you can step into our sports book and bet on any sport, including the NBA playoffs and Major League Baseball, with some of the best bonuses around. But don't just take my word for it.
Hey, it's Heath Bell here, former pitcher for the San Diego Padres.
Hey, this is Ryan Sandberg, Chicago Cubs Baseball Hall of Famer, number 23 retired.
Hey, it's 2017 NBA Slam Dunk Champion Glenn Robinson III here.
Be a winner by playing ChickenDinnerCasino.com.
Winner, winner!
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
ChickenDinnerCasino.com, where you can become a winner, winner. Like me!
And our listeners get special offers. Just go to ChickenDinnerCasino.com/USA. That's ChickenDinnerCasino.com/USA. And you can be a winner, winner today.
What's being called the largest free-flying flag on Earth is flying atop New Jersey's George Washington Bridge today. The flag, which measures 60 feet by 90 feet and weighs 500 pounds, makes rare appearances just 9 times a year. Hoisting the flag requires 4 winch cables, 7 electricians, and 3 structural engineers. An emergency summit is being held at Churchill Downs after a dozen horses died during the track's spring meet. The Horse Racing Safety Authority is going to meet tomorrow and is bringing together several veterinary teams to analyze what happened. They're also taking a second look at the track's racing surfaces. The story of Ariel is back in theaters and connecting with audiences.
Disney's ambitious live-action remake of the 1989 animated classic The Little Mermaid won the weekend in its debut. It was on pace to take over the box office with $118 million through today, Variety reported. That figure places The Little Mermaid as the 5th highest grossing Memorial Day weekend in history. Fast X lost its brief hold on number one, but still is expected to pull in another $23 million. I'm Jerry Barmash.
Director Martin Scorsese says he's going to make a film about Jesus. Scorsese met with Pope Francis over the weekend and said he's responded to the Pope's appeal to artists in the only way he knows how, and that's writing a screenplay for a film about Jesus. In 1988, Scorsese directed The Last Temptation of Christ. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.